Now our guy, you know, Ramon is Ray Ray's. I don't know. I actually think that because of all he's done with his
Plus
other
he's
job,
rewarded
yeah,
him,
he
yeah.
might be getting a cabinet post. But someone just came in. It was a woman wearing one of those Catholic school skirts that clearly was too old to be wearing that. But anyways, here's President Bill Clinton's schedule. 6 a.m., wake up in Arkansas next to Hillary. Does nothing change? 6:30 a.m., breakfast, what I want, a plate of biscuits smothered in sausage gravy, what I'm having, oatmeal and an apple. Note, use this little detail in my next book to illustrate how difficult it was to overcome heart surgery. 7 a.m., revised policy assessment vis-a-vis the rise of Islam in Southeast Asia and its potential economic impact on the Pacific Rim. Note, don't spend too much time on this light stuff. I've got real work to do. 9 a.m., visit library, hang out in the impeachment wing, and give every visitor my side. 12 noon, lunch with Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Senior, and Junior. For fun, ask George W. to repeat all those nice things he said about me yesterday. People who don't write their own speeches are hilarious. 1 p.m., sit on the porch in my T-shirt. 3 p.m., watch all my children. Note, how can Jack ever trust Danielle after what she did with Reggie? People in love have such problems. 4 p.m., drive around Little Rock High School listening to Skynyrd. Check out the talent. Swig from half-pint bottle of Southern Comfort. Look cool. 5 to 9 p.m., hang out at barbershop to chat with the locals about politics. Note, assure them that I am not running for state legislator in 2006, but if I were, I would certainly be grateful for their support in 2006 when I'm not running. Probably.